Speak of, nor have I ever heard of him.
Go!
Pete was always out of place as far as I was concerned. He spent his younger years with the Mediterranean trawlers catching anchovies. In his 20s, he won a couple of Arabian dabbers in a gambling bout with some Greeks and ran guns to the Bedouins in Lebanon during the Roman siege a few years ago. Then, he supplied fish at cut rate to the Romans when the Lebanon boys gave out. He was a big, hulking man who spent his time living it up and politicking in all the East Mediterranean ports where he traded. He had a thick beard and a blunt prize fighter's face. Contact with Josh had changed him a lot. Now about all he ever did was read the Torah with a distant glow in his eyes and listen to Josh's weird little parables. Big Pete left the fishing business in the hands of his cousins, who were generous and did not cheat him out of his share of the profits. Also, he settled down with a nice little wife from over Nazareth way, and was raising a couple cute kids out in the Bethany suburbs. Greetings and welcome. Now, about a billion people on paper call today Holy Saturday. Today is the day where, having gone through what we went through yesterday and not knowing yet what's going to happen tomorrow, we're left floundering. We don't know what's going on. Everything's all fucked up. I don't know what to do. If that could happen, then maybe it is all just a bunch of dust swirling around in the void, you know. Now, those of you who remember last year's liturgical calendar, no spoilers. Anyway, in honor of Groundhog Day, let's all settle in and absorb a little Christian death.
Leave our room light, desire.
presently, we got to Lazzy's place. I ordered lox and bagel, and Pete ordered pastrami on rye. This place was owned by the guy Josh had raised from the dead, and was known as a hangout for Josh's followers and his sympathizers. Romans did not frequent the place, because it would look bad to their overlords. And the Greeks, Arabs, and regular Judeans were too superstitious to be served by a dead man, so we could talk here. "Well," said Pete finally, "here's the deal. The Pharisees have been getting perturbed about the way the big man has been putting them down. Judas Iscariot's dad just gave him the word. Josh better shape up, or he's gonna get the axe." His voice grew growling and sullen. He hated the small-minded post-Maccabean Pharisee bureaucrats. He went on, "It seems these Pharisees, Schlemiels, don't like to be caught in the wrong by the son of a Nazareth carpenter. It loses them both prestige and money. The loss of the latter especially they do not like. People tell me his dad's getting pretty impatient with his loyalty to Josh. They also say he's gone pretty far in debt to his father to keep up his riotous living. They say his father's gonna sell him down the drain by hawking him out if he doesn't quit this kick and try to convince Josh that he should use his public touch." He paused and looked into my eyes. "To start the rebellion."
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Bring